Welcome to the 12 cast, the official podcast of the 12 point. To learn more, visit at the 12 point on Instagram. And now, let the show begin.
Bonjour, bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue au 12 cast présenté par Le 12 Point. Je m'appelle Rain et je suis ici aujourd'hui pour revoir quelques chansons avec vous. Aujourd'hui, nous allons écouter Le 3 Mamachitu de Croatie, Le Zaha évidemment de France, Power d'Ilia d'Islande et Watergun de Remo Fourreux de Suisse. Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Deuce Cast, presented by The Deuce Point. And you're probably wondering, Rain, why are you doing the introduction in French today? And I just thought it'd be kind of fun to start off today's episode since we're going to be talking about two French-speaking countries in today's episode, France and Switzerland. And in fact, France is entry this year. Le Zaha is from Canada. My country, so I'm super excited to talk about today's entries. Today we will be reviewing Mamachitu by Croatia, Power by Dilia from Iceland, Évidemment by Le Zaha from France, and Watergun by Remo Fourreux from Switzerland. So without further ado, let's get right into the episode.
Mama kupila traktora, mama kupila traktora, mama kupila traktora, trajna nina Armagedonona.
So that was a sample from Mamachitu from Croatia with the band Le 3. And okay, so Croatia might be trying to continue their 11th place streak. I'm sorry, Croatia. Like, this is like the most borderline song for me right now, because like there's a part of me that's like really wants to send this like as a qualifier, but there's a part of me that really just doesn't like the song. And it's kind of like split either way, because I know that it's going to qualify because it's televote only semis. And obviously the song is going to excel in the televote, even if it's going to flop with the juries. But I just don't want to put it in my top 10 just yet. I think they are doing an excelling job at like their performance right now. I know they absolutely like destroyed the competition in Dora for Croatia national final. Personally, I did want Harmonia Distance to go to the Eurovision Song Contest for Croatia. However, we're going to take what we can get from some of these national finals, because some of them were just not great. Personally, Croatia's Dora was probably one of the worst of the last few years. Croatia's pretty like had a pretty good reputation with like producing some good national finals. I just really didn't enjoy this year's. Yeah, so about the song itself, it's okay. It's not perfect. It's not bad. It's not like it's pretty catchy. Like I'm just like like when I'm like just like sitting there thinking about random things, I'm like, mama, kupila traktora. And I'm like, oh, that came back into my mind again. Cause like it'll just come back at the most randomest of times. And honestly, it's really catchy. And I see this is why they're going to do so well. And also because of the obscurity of the entry. Like there are so many entries that are similar this year. And there's so many like metal bands, so many like pop ballads, so many like of those songs, and now you have Croatia coming in with the most alternative bop, I guess. I know, like, the song's meaning is a little bit more, like, dark than, like, what we are all saying, like what we are all vibing to. But I think that, like, Led 3 has done a good job. Like, they know what the audience wants, and they're going to bring it to the audience. I felt really bad last year, 2021, 2019, too. Oh, my God. Like, Croatia has been robbed so many times of going to the final. Like, I think, like, Albina TikTok, Mia Dimsisha, Guilty Pleasure, I almost forgot that song, but it's great, and Hroka, The Dream, those are three really good songs, and I can't understand why Croatia never makes the final. Like, it's just, like, a thought I'm just thinking about right now, but, like, Croatia deserves to make the final more. I'm just gonna say this now. Like, they produce some really good songs. They, like, and looking back at the 2021 semifinal, Albina was in a qualifying position in both the jury and the televote, but still didn't qualify. That is probably one of the biggest robberies of all time, considering there are many entries from that semifinal that I just didn't like at all, and I think that should not have been in the final, but I think that Croatia absolutely deserved a place then. This year, I mean, they can qualify. Like, I'm not writing them out at all. I believe they have the potential. I believe they have the stage presence. I believe they're going to do something crazy as heck in the semifinals. Like, we saw the music video, and I was like, okay. Okay, Croatia, you do your thing. Like, we're all, like, vibing together with Croatia's song. The music video was something. But yeah, I think that Croatia is going to bring the energy that we are missing from, like, from this year. And I think that because of the placement, I can't exactly remember exactly what position Croatia is in this year. I do think they are in the first half. Oh yeah, they are actually right after one other, they are right after or before, I can't remember the precise order, but they are right somewhere next to one of the other entries we are talking about today, Remofore, Water Gun. And it's kind of, like, interesting because, like, there's two songs about, like, anti, like, war and peace songs. One is, like, a very alternative, like, very, like, obscure song from, like, a Croatian band that kind of has, like, the fans really split, because there's a lot of people that are diehard fans of the song and people that just don't really like it at all. Like, I've seen some people put it in, like, their second spot, and I've seen people put it in their 37th spot. So it's really up to personal taste. And then right after, you have, like, the most, like, dark ballad of the entire year, like a very, 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 very deep song by Switzerland. So I feel like having that and being the case, and having, like, you be right before a ballad, you're going to stand out massively compared to the ballad, unfortunately. Like, I'm a ballad lover, I love ballads through and through, but I have to be realistic here that the alternative song, the more obscure song, is going to stand out way more compared to a ballad, especially considering we're so used to hearing similar ballads, but this is not something that we're used to hearing every single day. So yeah, I think that Croatia is actually doing pretty well in the odds. I think they're actually in the top 10. I'm not 100% sure where. I think they're, like, constantly fluctuating between, like, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Yeah, so they're basically just interchangeable with Switzerland and the Netherlands at this point. So yeah, I really do think that they could qualify. It's really between, like, a few countries for that last qualification spot, because, like being realistic, here are, like, basically the people that are going to qualify for the from semifinal one. So you have, like, Sweden, you have Norway, Finland, Israel, Czechia, then you have Portugal, Moldova, Serbia, and then it's kind of like a toss-up between Switzerland, Netherlands, Latvia, Croatia. and only two countries can make it through. So if you're like a ballot lover, I think you would want to vote for like Switzerland and Netherlands. If you're not a ballot lover, I feel like Latvia and Croatia, but we can see mixes of the both. Like, for example, there are people who just want to send Switzerland and Croatia and then keep Latvia and Netherlands out, or the opposite. Some people just don't like the war, like the anti-war songs. Like, they just want something just like more like chill and like just like more calming, like Latvia or Netherlands is. I think that LED 3 is like really hiding a big message behind like more like performance, and I think that's like a kind of a good way to do it. So yeah, I wish Croatia best of luck. I'm really hoping that they are going to be successful. I mean, there's no reason for me not to like them. So yeah, I really wish LED 3 best of luck, and best of luck to Croatia this year. And now we are moving on to our second country, which is France. That was a sample from Evidemment, La Zaha, and I know my singing was horrible, but I'm so happy with France's song this year. Like, France has just been really good at producing amazing Eurovision songs, but this year we have someone special representing France, La Zaha from Quebec. As some of you may know, I'm from Canada, so having another Canadian representative is wonderful. As you know, Canada does have an amazing winning streak. We do have the amazing Céline Dion, who won in the 1980s with the song, oh my god, did I forget the song? Okay, I forgot the song, but oh, ne partez pas de moi. Okay, I got it. But yeah, so Canada has an amazing role in Eurovision. I really wish we actually got to participate, because I know Australia's there, and it would kind of make sense, like Canada, UK, Australia, kind of fits nicely together, but yeah, who knows? But this year, I'm very happy to say that La Zaha is Canadian, and I'm super, super happy that she'll be representing France, and she is a strong contender to win this year. Yeah, the song is absolutely majestic. Oh my god. Like, usually, like, a lot of people, like, especially, have, like, a little bit of a bias towards, like, French ballad songs, because, like, oh, they all sound the same, but can you honestly tell me that La Zaha's song isn't absolutely beautiful? Like, it's just, like, it flows perfectly together. Like, the lyrics are absolutely stunning. La Zaha just looks amazing on stage. Like, just, like, the stage presence, the emphasis, amazing. Like, wow. Honestly, it's right up there with Sweden and Austria for my top three this year. I believe that, so Sweden, we talked about in episode 3, and Austria was in our last episode. And now we're talking about France, my third favorite song of the year. And as you might also know, that France is a Big Five country, so we will not have to worry about the semifinals for France. They will be going directly to the final. And I think, just like Sweden, just like a few other countries this year, France is a versatile entry, and I feel like this is why they can be rewarded with both amazing jury and televote scores. And I feel like this is like a hot take, but I do think that La Zaha can come in the top five for both. I feel like a lot of people are really underrating the song. It's the staging, from the looks of it, from what La Zaha is telling us, from the interviews and everything, the staging is going to be drop-dead gorgeous. And I'm just like super excited to hear La Zaha's performance on stage. Like, I've seen some like snippets of her singing the song, like just in front of groups of people, but now we get the opportunity to hear all the excellence just brought on the stage with everything, the staging, like the embodiment of France at this point. Like It's like your classic French song, but with like a big twist in it. Like that last part where like she looks up at the sky and says like, "A chanter à grand vent." Okay, I'm not gonna sing anymore for, but like, yeah, absolutely like breathtaking. Like every moment of the song gets better and better, and it builds, and then to that part it's like "La chanter au grand France," and then looks towards the sky and then looks down, and it's like very like energy and sass and good sass and like spark and everything that you want in a good performer. La Zaha is able to bring that energy on the stage, and I think that at this point La Zaha is pretty much a sure top 10 finish. I don't know if she's going to be in the top five, because I know, once again, like, that top five is pretty competitive with, like, Sweden, Finland, Norway, Austria, yeah, but Spain. I do think that France has a solid chance of making the top five, and I would absolutely love it if France won, but I don't know how that would work for France in 2024, because I do know that not only are they hosting the Olympics in 2024, they're also hosting Junior Eurovision at the end of this year in Nice in, yeah, it's going to be in November. Did I just say December before? Well, it's going to be late November, one of the earlier Junior Eurovisions, after Lisandro's Oh Mama won. I may do an episode on Junior Eurovision in the future, but yeah. I would absolutely love if France won this year. Beautiful song. I'm just so happy to see some more Canadians up on the Eurovision stage. I know this is like the Song Contest of Europe, but Canada has a lot of like, Canada and Europe has some pretty good connections. And yeah, I feel like it's like now or never for France to make that spotlight and come back, because I feel like it's been a long time since countries like France and Spain have won. UK have won in the 90s and then came second, obviously, last year. Italy, obviously, are 2021 winners. Ukraine is another big six country. They've obviously been the winners last year. Germany haven't won in a while, haven't done great in a while, but they did win in 2010. Lena Satellite. Italy. Oh, yeah, we just talked about Italy. So Italy, the United Kingdom, Germany, Ukraine, and then we have France and Spain. So I believe France hasn't won for like a few decades now, and Spain hasn't won since the 60s. So now or never, is it time for France or Spain to really bring those solid entries and have a fighting chance to make it and be this year's Eurovision, like Eurovision champions. And honestly, with La Zaha, I have a lot of faith that that she's going to do excellent on that stage, really going to rock it, really going to connect and engage with the fans. Yeah, I j'adore La Zaha. C'est une chanson très amusant. J'adore écouter. J'aime voir les Zaha, j'ai très excité pour voir les Zaha quand elle participait à Eurovision à 13 mai à la finale. My French is really bad, but yeah, I just absolutely, absolutely love les Zaha this year, and I just wish best of luck. Best of luck to La Zaha, best of luck to France. Thank you for sending a Canadian representative, France. And yeah, it's time to move on to our next country, and that is the amazing Iceland. I'm ready to let you go, won't hold you back no more. God spreads your wings and fly away. Then carry too long, like an obsession. I thought you were living out of me, but I got my heart in my hand. You hold no power over me, and I take my power. So that was a sample from the amazing Delia for Iceland with the song Power. And I don't know if you can hear my aggressive claps right now, but like, why is Delia in 14th in the second semifinal? Oh my God. Those odds are absolutely crazy. And Delia does not deserve to be in 14th, really 14th below Poland, below Albania. No way. Like, every song this year is great, but there's no way Iceland is not making the top 10 of semifinal 2. If not like 10th, maybe like 8th, 9th, 7th, maybe even 6th. I can't believe how much people are writing off this amazing song. Like, come on. Like, out of everyone this year, I think Delia has one of the most splendid vocals I've ever heard. Really power. Like, she embodies the power of the words. Like, I got my power. Like powerful. Like, I don't know how many times I can repeat the word power, but power. Like, Iceland is just like an amazing country at Eurovision. Let me just start off with that. Like, a country of 300 and something thousand people. Like, my city is double the size of Iceland. And the fact that Iceland year after year are sending talent after talent after talent, like Daddy Freyr, Johanna, we had Sister, we've had Hatari, we've had like so many amazing Icelandic entries. Really underrated country, really deserved to win in 2009, by the way, my hot take. I absolutely loved Is It True, and I really think it should have won over Fairy Tale. Sorry, Alexander, he back, but it would have been amazing to see the start of the decade open up with an Icelandic win. But it's kind of like discussed that Iceland kind of just won 2020 because like I keep forgetting songs today. Oh my God. Is it 10 years or no? It's, okay, I will find the name of the song, but it was kind of considered to be the winner of Eurovision 2020, even though there was no contest due to COVID, but, there was basically, like, a consensus that Iceland kind of won that year, and their, like, gift, I guess, was the movie. I don't know if that's kind of like, I don't know if that kind of makes sense or if that's true. Oh yes, and the song was called Think About Things. Amazing song, by the way. So yeah, I guess like getting that movie was kind of like a little bit of like a reward back to Iceland, saying like, we're sorry for like for 2020, because like it was really between like Iceland, Bulgaria, and Lithuania in that year. So yeah, I did love the Eurovision movie though, if that's any support to Iceland. Yeah, but back to 2023, Delia, I understand that the staging can use some work, but once again, this was Iceland, this is a pretty small stage. Sangvikepnin has some funds, but like not that much compared to other countries like Sweden or like Italy or like Spain. Those countries have large budgets to be able to host like these big, big festivals. We do also have to remember that like Iceland is not that big of a country, so they can't exactly like have like these big, big, big national finals. And the fact that they're able to get that many votes in is already like really impressive. Like I think they got like a couple hundred thousand votes already. So really impressive from Iceland. I always just loved watching Sangvikepnin. Last year, I know my it was just like down to the battle between Hreykivikadóttir and Sister. And this year we had a battle between Power, and then we also had the band that sang Okay. I think the name was like I can't exactly remember what the name of the band was. But it was a pretty close battle. I do think, Langiseli or Skugarnir. Iceland. Please don't come at me for my pronunciation. But yes, it was a battle between like Dilia and Langeseli. And I know that Dilia did win by a pretty big margin, but I would like to give props to both songs. Amazing Portugal, Iceland, sorry about that, has some really great national final talent. Like even last year, like you had Sister, but you also had Reykjavik, a daughter. You also had like a Katja. So yeah, it was not close all the time. Like Iceland is just known for producing musical talent. I think that's just like something that they should be very proud of firstly, because it's not easy like to produce that many great artists. And like now you've like created like legends like Daði Freyr, and you have that legacy of the movie too to kind of like support the Icelandic Eurovision legacy, because they deserve it, honestly. Yeah, so I feel like I haven't been talking too much about Dilia as like a performer, but like I feel like talking about Dilia requires also talking about the history of Icelandic Eurovision. But yeah, Dilia on stage, I know there's not that much of a stage, but the stage presence kind of like makes you want to say, why do we even need the stage to be fancy at all? Dilia is excited to be on that Eurovision stage. She was like dancing, like it was like so energetic performance, and I was like dancing along, and I was so like happy to see it, like an artist just like express pure joy to be on that, like on that Song of the Captain stage. And I know for sure that she's gonna like evoke that same positive like ray of light energy on May 11th, and I just want to like just give like massive props to Dilia for just being such like a shining star on that stage. Like once again, Iceland is in my top 10. I don't think they've ever left my top 10 since like 2017, I think. But Iceland is just one of my favorite countries, and it's just because of the quality of performers that they send. Like, I do admit I would have loved to hear Power in Icelandic. I don't know if like any of the songs actually stayed in Icelandic in the final. I think maybe the OK song did. But I just love it when countries do decide to keep like their own national language. And yeah, I really do think that Dilia has a great chance of qualifying. Decent position in the final, I think, like in the semifinal, seventh place, I think, seventh spot in the second semifinal, so not too bad, not perfect, but you know what, it was a pretty favorable draw. And yeah, I honestly, like, I feel like Dilia is one of the most underrated artists this year's contest. So I just want to wish amazing luck to Iceland this year. Best of luck to Dilia. Amazing song. And now it is time to move on to our last country, the wonderful Switzerland. I don't want to be a soldier. So that was a sample from the glorious Remofor from Switzerland. And wow, we kind of just went from like the best vocalist of this year, like the best female vocalist, to the best male vocalist. I don't know if that's a hot take, but like, wow. I may not like fully understand the complexities of Remofor's song, but what I can tell you though is that those lyrics, those vocals gave me chills, like, instantly. Like, the first 5 seconds of, like, of him singing, instant chills. Like, I don't understand how Switzerland does it, but they just, like, produce some, like, amazing vocalists. I know they haven't sent, like, a female representative in a while, but, like the past few years, they've sent some amazing, amazing talent. Like, Luca Hanni, She Got Me. Jean's Tears within 2020, 2021, Répondez-moi à tout l'univers, The controversially like popular, like I really loved Boys Do Cry, Marius Bear, and now we have Remafor, Wilder Gun. And I feel like Remafor is getting like kind of like the Marius Bear treatment, but also kind of like the Jean's Tears treatment. It's kind of like a mix between Jean's Tears and John's Tears and Marius Bear. Obviously, Switzerland's trying to go back down like the very, very sad song list. Like, I don't think they've sent a happy song since like 2019. 2020 was like really sad. 2021 only got like more sad. And then 2022 just had everyone in tears. So just like the Netherlands, I feel like Switzerland is going to be sending another like very like dark ballad, really strong, vocally powerful song, but very dark at the same time. And Switzerland has had a pretty good past few years in Eurovision. They were not televote qualifiers in 2022, only 11 points in semifinal one, and unfortunately a null point for Switzerland in 2022's grand final, and null point in the televote. However, did pretty well in the overall, jury vote. So it's clear that Switzerland excels in the jury vote. So that's where I think like Remafor has to try and make up some of those points lost back from the semifinal, because once again, it is 100% televote semifinal. So this could really hurt Switzerland's chances, as they are known for being a very, very jury friendly country, but not as much of a televote. So yeah, I really do feel like Remafor has should deserve like a place in the final. For staging, I know people did have some concerns about like Remafor staging, but Sacha Jean-Baptiste is, I believe, doing the staging for Water Gun and Douye, which we'll be talking about in the next episode. But Douye and Water Gun, the two songs that she'll be doing for Eurovision 2023, and she's had a pretty good record with Eurovision entries, and producing some great staging and some great results from that staging. I believe she also did Jean's Tears as well. So we know good hands working with Switzerland. So I really do believe that everyone is underrating Switzerland's staging outlook right now. And I believe that with Sacha Jean-Baptiste, they're going to blow everyone out of the water. And I believe that Switzerland will now start to become more of a strong contender in semifinal one. I know currently sitting at around like 8th, 9th place, around similar to like Croatia and Netherlands, pretty close. So really in that section that's like, we do know like the top five qualifiers from semifinal one, and then like trying to figure out the rearranging and like the who's going to qualify for the bottom half of semifinal one. It is less competitive as we look at like countries like Azerbaijan and like Ireland, unfortunately. It's really a fight at this point between Switzerland, Netherlands, Croatia, Latvia, Serbia and Moldova for those last like spots in the semifinal one. And just like I said, in Croatia, it's really going to be different voters who are voting for different things. Like, I don't believe that someone's going to vote for Croatia and Netherlands at the same time, just like I don't believe they're going to vote for Switzerland and Croatia at the same time. But we never know, people have different tastes. And so it's really just dependent on what people enjoy listening to. And for me personally, I love listening to like those really dark ballads. Really brings out a lot of evocative emotion, really a lot of power. So yeah, I have no worries about for personally like that Remafor won't qualify, because the song is just beautiful. And like the lyrics are just like, well, the song itself is very dark, and like what the message is also very dark, but like the lyrics, very strong, the voice, beautiful. I just heard like a live performance of Remafor singing a few weeks ago, stunning. We're really going to be having this like really powerful entrant on that stage. I believe also performing like 7th or 8th, so around the end of the first half of the semifinal. So a pretty decent position. So Switzerland is looking to be one of the most underrated songs of the year. And I honestly can't understand why Switzerland is just known for sending those amazing ballads, amazing songs. They have a really high level of professionalism this year, and I wouldn't worry too much if you're hopeful for Switzerland that they won't, because I feel like they will pull off a like either 9th or 10th place finish in the first semifinal. But then as soon as they get to that final, oh my god, they're going to get a lot of jury points. So yeah, I feel like that's all I have to say about Switzerland. Best of luck to them. Best of luck to Chaime Vorder. Amazing song, amazing vocals. And yeah, that's all for today's episode. I really hope you have enjoyed listening to my discussions on Les Magnifiques, Les Zaha, Mamachtu from La Three, Power Dilia, Water Gun, Chaime Vorder. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you're interested in seeing some more amazing Eurovision content, news, and updates, head on over to @thedeucepoint on Instagram. You'll find some amazing content, and yeah, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you in the next one.